Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When we left Belmar on Friday morning, you know, I had like a little bit of butterflies in my stomach,
sure,
worrying about the way the game was going to play out Friday night. And Friday night, after that game was over, you looked at the statistics going into game three. You're saying, okay, these teams are evenly matched. I mean, every single statistic was within one of each other or tied. And all the major statistics, told you that these teams are going to be that this series is going to be tight. And like I said, you got to buckle up because this is probably going to be a long series, and I still feel that way. Yesterday, I have been on the other side of this as a Ranger fan, watching my team dominate, and watching a goaltender basically frustrating us, and we couldn't score goals, and we'd lose games and games where we dominated the opposing team. In this particular game, Game 3, we were dominated. And if you are a true NHL fan and you watch hockey and you appreciate the difficulties of it, you understand that the forecheck that the Florida Panthers are putting on the Rangers is having is basically leading a mark, if you will. And every time one of these guys, defensemen underneath the red line, get the puck on a stick, he's getting slammed. And it's forcing mistakes. Like Keandre Miller gets the puck twice behind the net after a clean faceoff win and has no business throwing the puck where he throws it to. And both of those turnovers end up in goals. And I would tell you that the defense for the Rangers, because number one, Adam Fox is compromised. There's no way he can stay with Alexander Barkov behind below the nets and below the dots and behind the net, I should say. He is compromised, and you can tell that he's compromised. And we're all assuming it's a knee injury. I don't know exactly what it is, but he is not the same skater that he has been when he is totally healthy. So I admire the fact that, much like Aaron Ekblad last year with a broken foot, there are guys out there that are playing hurt because it means so much to them, and he's one of them. And you can just see it that he's half the player that he normally is. So there's something wrong with him, and I'm not really sure what it is. But Keandre Miller had two, like, brain locks where he throws the puck up the boards. It stays in. It's in the net. He throws the puck, tries to throw the puck up against the boards again, and it gets knocked down by Sam Reinhart, and he then ends up putting it back in the net. And by the way, Igor Shesterkin, at the end of regulation, makes a game-saving save. Unbelievable. Right at the end of regulation. And then the start overtime, Florida comes out with a 2-on-1, and Barkov has another shot, and Igor makes another save.
Game 4 between the Rangers and the Panthers tonight down in Sunrise, Florida, where the Rangers could take a commanding 3-1 lead. I'm sure that the Panthers are probably favored heavily in this particular game. I still think this is a series that goes 7, and I think that the Rangers do win in 7. But as far as tonight goes, I mean, the way that this Panthers team has played, the fact that they went to the Cup final last year, how good they've been, I mean, this is a tall, tall order for the Rangers tonight. I think that this series gets evened up because they're just too good to go down 3-1.
Yeah, I was listening to Paul Maurice, their coach, give an interview, an extended interview yesterday about the game. I think that they felt like, hey, man, we can stay with this team. We're all over this team. It's just that the goalie, we can't solve the goalie. Now, they still scored four goals on him, and two of those were power plays. And if the Rangers are going to continue to take penalties, it's going to put an undue burden on Igor. I mean, Igor has basically carried this team through these three series. And I, you know, I have to say that even with Zibanejad, or Zibanejad, however you want to say it, and, of course, Kreider and Panarin really not doing much on the score sheet, other guys have stepped up, and other guys have stepped up because Florida has spent so much time making sure that Mika and Artemi are always going to have somebody next to them. And they're having a hard time on the power play because they are really pushing those guys. And you can see they're trying to move the puck quickly, and the sticks are getting in the way. There's a lot of block shots that are happening. So sooner or later, that line or those players are going to explode one of these games, just like Kreider had the hat trick.
Yep.
One of these games, it's going to happen where that line gets going or their power play gets going. And if that starts to happen, then things start changing drastically for the Rangers because offensively, you know, they're getting production out of other guys 5-on-5 and shorthanded, which is great. But you'd like to see your stars really start, you know, asserting themselves in a way that you see the stars for the Panthers asserting themselves.
The Mets cannot close out any games. They blow leads. They're bad.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
They did win on Sunday. They got this single-admission doubleheader today against the Dodgers. And I know that Jerry wants to remain positive and say, hey, they had a 6 or 7-game winning streak earlier in the season. But, I mean, this team, to me, is, I said before the season, 75 wins is where I would top them out. Now, they're on pace for less than that. And really, the story and the conversation about the Mets, unless they start winning a ton of games, is how much of a blow-up are we going to see at the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, what is the core of the team?
McNeil, Alonso, Lindor.
Alvarez?
Yeah, I mean,
he's not been in the lineup, so right. That's a big missing piece. But you thought 75 wins, even with a healthy Edwin Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
And Edwin Diaz has not been Edwin Diaz. He has not returned to 2022 form.
Yeah, not even close.
So that is a big reason why they are where they are. Maybe they would have had 5 or 6 more wins had he been better than he had been up to this point. So that they're not getting any clutch hitting either, and they're finding different ways to lose. And the frustrating part about it is that everybody has had a hand in this. The starting pitching has been overall pretty damn good.
Which is surprising because that's what we thought was going to be the biggest weakness, especially after the Kodai Senga injury.
And plus, you also have a rookie manager who's learning on the job. That's always going to be a tough go, especially when a team is not playing well. And, you know, he's got to – it sounds like when he talks, he sounds a lot like he learned a lot from Aaron Boone.
Sure.
And I can understand that. And I can understand that, you know, that would be somewhat of a mentor for him. And he says a lot of the same types of things that Aaron would say. But it's a little bit different when your team is losing, and sometimes those words kind of ring hollow in the ears of the fans. And they still have an issue at third base. They don't know who their everyday third baseman is.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a season of transition. I think Steve Cohen tried to tell everybody that in the offseason. Nobody wanted to believe him. They did try and get Yamamoto, didn't end up working out, and this is just a team. It's a dead team walking. When this team gets better, most of these players are not going to be on it. And the Francisco Lindor stuff is just, it's, I mean, you want to talk about a potential, if this is turning into an albatross contract. Now, he hasn't been terrible since he's been here. He's never been as good as he was when he was at his best in Cleveland. But
He's no way in the world is he playing up to his contract.
No, I mean
that's the problem. You know, if you're paying him $5 million a year, you're like, okay, that's fine. But if you're paying him north of $30 million a year, you're like, you expect more, you expect better. You don't expect him to sit there and watch a strike three come across the plate with his bat on his shoulder.
Yeah, which is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. I mean, that really was, for a guy of his caliber, how good he's been throughout his career, to just stand there and take that strike three on a 3-2 count because he couldn't judge the spin on the ball and was hoping he was throwing a ball.
You know, as odd as it sounds, his post-game explanation of that made sense to me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a problem that he can't recognize the pitches, though. I mean, and that's maybe why he's switching to his glasses. I mean, he's another one. Feels like a lost cause. I mean, it really does.
I mean, he's struggling. I mean, at least he's trying to talk. He's not saying anything. I don't, like, you know, when they traded for his buddy, what was his name? And he was
Javi Baez.
Yeah, Javi Baez. You remember Javi Baez with the whole hand gesture thing at second base?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, Lindor is feeling it. He's feeling the pressure. He's feeling the negativity. He's feeling, I don't know, just probably out of sorts because of all of that's going on around him.
Yeah, Javi Baez with the thumbs down. What a miserable year that was. Oh, it was so bad. The whole thumbs down thing to the crowd. Remember,
yeah,
the fans?
That's what I'm saying. I think Lindor came out of it last 2 years. I guess, was that 3 years ago now? Or was that 2 years ago?
I want to say it was 21. Yeah, it was 21.
And he came out of that in that 110-win season.
Yeah, in 22, yes.
Or 100-win season, however many.
101 games, like, win 101. Season, yes.
So he came out of that, and he was standing tall. And, you know, he was very popular again and was saying all the right things. And unfortunately, since that point in time at the end of that season when they fell flat to where we are now, it has been really nothing but one big disappointment.